今天早晨我们所领受的经文是腓立比书第一章，从第十二节，第十二节开始到二十六节。
Today we are going to receive the message from the scripture from Philippians chapter 1 from verse 12 to verse 26.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺。
Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has already served to advance the gospel.
以致我受的捆锁，在御营全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故。
As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else.That I am in chains for Christ.
并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁就笃信不疑越发放胆传神的道无所惧怕。
Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争也有的是出于好意。
It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill.
这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。
The latter do so in love, knowing that I'm put here for the defense of the gospel.
那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。
The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chain.
这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motive or true, Christ is preached.And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, I will continue to rejoice.
因为我知道这事借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance.
照着我所切慕所盼望的没有一事叫我羞愧只要凡事放胆无论是生是死总叫基督在我身上照常显大
I eagerly expect and hope I will in no way be ashamed but will have sufficient courage so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body whether by life or by death
因我活着就是基督我死了就有益处
For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
但在我肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。
For I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet, what shall I choose? I do not know.
我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。
I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart.And be with Christ, which is better by far.
然而我在肉身活着为你们更是要紧的。
But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with you, all of you.For your progress and joy in the faith.
叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。
So that through my being with you again, your joy in Christ Jesus will overflow in account of me.
这段圣经是保罗在罗马监牢里面所写的。
This is the letter written by Paul while he was in prison in Rome.
在所有耶稣基督的仆人中间，保罗所受到因为做基督的仆人所受的苦，要比所有的人都要多。
Among all the servants of Jesus Christ, Paul is the one who has suffered the affliction the most.
他从得救那一天开始，在《使徒行传》第九章就记载着。
Day one when he received Christ, when he became a believer, which was recorded from Acts chapter 9.
你还没有读完那一章，就看见犹太人要杀他。
Before the end of the chapter, you have already seen that Jews were trying to kill him.
所以他赶紧逃命。
And therefore he needs to flee.
要逃到耶路撒冷。
To flee, he flee to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的教会也不接受他。
When he fled to Jerusalem, he was rejected by the church in Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷的教会认为保罗是一个杀人犯。
Because the people there, they do not trust him, thinking he is a murderer.
当他第一次去宣教之旅的时候，
When he went on his first mission journey,
那你就看见说他在安提阿那里传福音，后来又遭遇到这个路斯德人拿石头要打死他。
He was oppressed and attacked by the Lutherans in Antioch.
那么我们看见在保罗他一生最后他做一个总结，在十一章零后十一章二十六节，他就说他在侍奉主的路上屡次行远路，遭遇到江河的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险，你就看见一直出现危险、危险、危险、危险。
As he has described what he has encountered, at chapter 11 in 1 Corinthians, he talked about all the sufferings and danger he has encountered, the false teachers and oppressed from the Jews, and the journey through the sea. And what we see is continuous dangers happening to his life.
姐妹和她的家人刚刚去了 vacation 回来。
My wife and his her family.
姐妹。
Sister Finland just went to vacation with her family.
你们走的路啊都很安全，安全，安全。
And all the journey you have experienced is safe and safe and after safety.
第一世纪那个时候的人的旅行。
And however, the traveling in the first century.
在中东这一带是一件危险的事情。
In the Mediterranean Sea, it's considered as a quite dangerous journey.
虽然罗马人在各地方他都有用法律来维持秩序，
though Rome has set laws throughout the land,
但是在边远的地区常常有土匪、有强盗出没。
And however, in the remote lands, the occurrence of bandits still quite frequent.
但藏在山谷中间，藏在洞穴里面。
And the robber might be hidden in the cave or in the forest.
出其不意的来攻击旅客。
They will attack you out of your expectation.
抢这些旅客的东西。
They will rob the goods carried by the sojourners.
所以第一世纪的时候，如果不是必要，人不会出去旅行的。
And therefore, only if necessary, people usually don't travel in the first century.
那个时候你出去旅行以前跟你们现在不一样，那个时候出去旅行以前先要还清他所欠的债务。
The journey when you when people about to took off, the condition is quite different from what we are experiencing today. Before a person take on a journey, the person must pay back all the debt the person owe.
安顿好依赖他抚养的家人，
have settled all the people who depend on him or her，
赠送这个他临别的时候的礼物给所有的人，
and give all the gifts before the departure，
还给那些过去他是托管的那些东西给别人，
and return whatever people have entrusted their goods to the person。
旅行的时候要带两件东西，
and on the during the traveling, they need to bring two things.
当然旅行要有钱，所以他带了钱。
First, of course, a person need to have money on the during traveling.
第二件事情要带的就是带他的好的脾气。
And the second, the second thing the person must carry is the good temper.
然后向所有的人都慈行。
and say goodbye to everyone.
啊，善待他要骑的牲口。
And be nice to the animal the person was about to ride on.
任何时候他都不能够单独一个人出去旅行。
There's no chance the person will allow himself to be alone.
一定要成群结队。
They must travel together.
你万一碰见土匪的话，大家还可以一同来抵挡。
So once in case they face any bandit, they can all defend themselves together.
而且可以彼此帮助。
And they can help one another.
那么古代的那个时候特别怕什么呢？怕你们去大海的旅行。
And what people feared the most during that time is if they travel on the sea.
因为那个时候在海上面行船呢，没有现代的这个指南针。
Because when they were traveling in the ocean, there is no compass.
也没有这个航海图。
And there is no map.
所以那个时候呢，非常不方便。
And therefore, it's quite troublesome to go through a journey on the sea.
你们在海上坐那个船一定是很大。
I trust the cruise you were on, you are enjoying yourself on a very big ship, isn't it?
那个时候的这个保罗那个时代的船很小，很不能够经得起风浪。
And yet the boat that people travel during Paul's time is a quite small boat, and it couldn't endure the storm.
保罗遇见船坏了三次
，and Paul has encountered the troubles in the sea three times.
一昼一夜，他说他在深海里面。
And for a day and a night, he was in the ocean.
他们尽量的靠着岸来行船。
They were trying their best to travel along the coast.
那么在保罗的这个生命中间呢，他真是经历各样的苦难。
And Paul, he himself has experienced many afflictions and trouble.
那么简单这个图给你看一下保罗第一次旅行的这个图。
I would like to show you the journey he took on the very first time.
他遇见江河的危险，盗贼的危险，就在这个地形的里面。
So all the troubles on the land and in the ocean were shown in this map.
在比西底的安提阿，在图的左下角，他在被赶出去以前，被有人用棍来打。
So before he was attacked from the town and being asked to leave, he was being stoned on the lower left-hand side.
Antioch in Pisidis.
Pisidis in Antioch. And he was attacked by others.
Right. 然后在路斯德的时候呢，被人用石头打。
And he was he was stoned in the place of Lucifer.
好，那么你看见说，在保罗的这个第二次的旅行传道的时候
，and for his second journey.
到了腓立比
he went to Philippi.
也是被人用棍来打。
And he was being caned by others.
那么我们去年就去了保罗这个第二次旅行的这些地方，我们去看。
So last year I went to the place and actually experience and see the journey of Paul.
我们到每一个地方呢，第一件事情就问我们住的旅馆在哪里。
The first thing we check is the hotel where we're going to live.
保罗那个时候旅行到各个地方，第一件事情问的是你们这个趟的监狱在哪里。
And yet, the first thing people ask when Paul asked during his journey, he asked, "Where is a prison in your land?"
在保罗的一生中间，他有四次住在监狱里面。
Four times in his life, he spent a long period of time in the prison.
一次在耶路撒冷。
First time he was stay in the prison in Jerusalem.
然后在该撒利亚。
Then stay in Caesarea.
然后两次在罗马。
And two times in Rome.
所以我们看见他的一生都是在这个危险中间。
So we see he spent most of his time in danger.
我们去了腓立比
，and we went to Philippi.
这个腓立比是当时的这个用亚历山大大帝的父亲他是马其顿王他的名字叫做腓力起的这个名字。
The name Philippi was named after the father of Emperor Alexander.
那么这个腓立比坐落在欧洲的这个主要的通道上面。
And Philippi was in the key juncture of the of all the pathway of the Rome along the Roman Empire.
这是腓立比，我们就看见他现在的考古的遗迹。
And this is the historical
ruins,
ruins of Philippi.
Yeah, 底下的是市场的遗迹。
And what you can see here is the marketplace used to be.
再远一点的地方是那些教堂所留下来的遗迹。
On the far side is the a ruin of the churches.
腓立比被称为叫做小罗马。
Philippi was once called the Little Rome.
因为那里是在罗马帝国里面呢，立了功劳的那些罗马的军人啊，他们退休以后就住在这个城里面。
For those elites who retired from Rome, they retired and lived in Philippi.
整个的腓立比城里面，犹太人不到十个。
And in the entire town of Philippi, they have less than 10 Jews there.
那么在这个市场的遗迹里面，你就看见在那里这个城市过去所有的发展，所有的发达，有许许多多的建筑在这个城市里面。
From the ruin of this marketplace, you can imagine the development and advancement of the several culture at that time.
那么在这个城市里面有罗马人，有马其顿人。
In the city, there are Romans and Macedonians.
我们也去看了保罗先到腓立比，就到姐妹们有个祷告聚会，在那个河边。我们去到那个河边也去看一看。
And when Paul first arrived Philippi, he first encountered a group of women who were doing their daily work along the river. And this is the
prayer meeting.
Prayer meeting.
然后呢，我们也去看保罗后来就被诬告，然后呢被丢在腓立比的监牢里面。
And Paul then he was falsely has been falsely accused and he was thrown into the prison. We also visit the prison there.
图片的右上角是从外面要进到监牢里面去看的，剩下的你现在这个遗迹你看一看。
And the upper right hand corner is the picture of the entrance to the prison.
那么从左边那个图呢，是从里面往外面看。
And the left hand picture is the view you look from inside of the prison or looking out.
右边的下面是保罗关在的腓立比的监牢，就是这个样子。
And lower right hand corner is the typical cell in the prison where Paul used to stay.
保罗的一生就是危险，危险，危险。
Paul's life can be summarized dangers after danger.
四次关在监牢里面。
Four times he was in prison.
那么他一生他有什么可以作为他的回忆，作为他的结论呢？
So is there anything he can in his life he can be summarized, can conclude what he has done in his life?
姐妹跟弟兄出去旅行完了回来，很美好的回忆。
And perhaps many of us we have a good vacation outside after our journey.
保罗在哥林多后书第六章第十节，在这些监牢被打，被石头打得几乎要死的里面，他说似乎忧愁却是常常快乐的，似乎贫穷却是叫许多人富足的，似乎一无所有却是样样都有的。
And yet Paul summarized his journey, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed.
你看见说保罗在那里好像环境越困难，他反而他的里面的喜乐越多。
It looks like the more sorrow he is going through, the more rejoiced he becomes.
我们今天什么时候快乐呢？
When do we feel happy?
身体 健康。
Is it because we are healthy?
家人都平安。
Perhaps all of the family members are in peace.
环境很安逸。
Perhaps we are having an easy life.
我们不会像保罗所享受到的那一个快乐是在主里面的快乐。
We never truly experience type of joys that Paul has enjoyed in the Lord.
外面所有的环境他没有办法抓得住了。
It seems like he is going through an overwhelming negative situation.
他在那个光景中间是被逼到主面前。
He was pressed and being pushed to come to the Lord.
他被关在罗马的内监，那个监牢是最里面的，像这个样子。
He was once locked up in the most inner cell in Roman prison. Just like this.
手上戴着这个手铐。
He was in chain on his hand.
脚上戴着脚链。
And even have a chain on his feet.
24小时要跟罗马的士兵拴在一起。
So for 24 hours, he need to be chained with the prison guard.
罗马士兵呢，没几个钟头就换一班。
And as for the Romans, they need to change shift every few hours.
可是保罗呢，是跟他们，不管是哪一个班来的，都是跟他们锁在一起。
And however, as for Paul, he was chained to different Roman guards, depend on different shifts.
保罗没有自由。
He did not have freedom.
他没有自己的隐私权 privacy。
Paul did not have his own privacy.
他上哪里去，这个兵都跟着他去的。
Wherever he goes, he will bring along the prison guard.
在这样的光景中间
，Under such circumstance，
保罗怎么说呢
？What did Paul say？
他说
，He said，
总教基督在我身上照常显大。
He said that Christ will be exalted in my body， whether by life or by death。
Always，
always，
照常显大。
As always， Christ will be exalted in my body。
什么意思
？What does it mean？
什么叫做保罗说基督在我身上照常显大
What does it mean that Christ always will be exalted in my body?
我们刚才读过的经文我们再回来看一看
May we return to the passage we just read
第十八节
Verse 18
这又何妨呢或是假意或是真心无论怎么样基督究竟被传开了为此我就欢喜并且还要欢喜
But what does it matter?The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, I will continue to rejoice.
腓立比书，你们如果读过的话
If you have read the book of Philippians,
什么是腓立比书留在你心里面的印象呢
What is the impression you have after reading the book of Philippians?
很多读圣经的人都承认那就是喜乐。
Many people who read Bible diligently, they will proclaim joy is the key word.
在这里保罗讲的欢喜还要欢喜。
And Paul keep on mentioning, I rejoice and continue to rejoice.
一个人关在监牢里面有什么好欢喜的
？And how can a person rejoice when the person is in prison?
一个人被打，被石头要打得半死，他有什么好喜乐的
？A person had been flogged, or a person had been stoned. Is there anything to be joy, to be rejoiced about?
但是我们看见保罗在这个光景中间，他所流露的，他所见证的，就是喜乐。
And however, we have seen how Paul has testified his life.Is the word joy in this moment?
我们来看看什么叫做基督照常显大。
And let us see what does it mean that Christ is always being magnified.
他是为着福音而活着的，所以他喜乐。
And because Paul was lived for gospel, and therefore he rejoiced.
刚才所读的十二节、十三节，他说：“我弟兄们，愿意你知道我所遭遇的事。”是叫福音兴旺然后十三节我受的苦显明是为基督的缘故他为了这个缘故他能够喜乐
Paul mentioned in verse 12 and verse 13 Now I want you to know brothers that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel as a result it became clear through the whole palace guard and everyone else I am in chains for Christ it is becauseOf advancing the gospel, he rejoiced.
是，尽管有许许多多在他传福音的路上面有别人来打岔他
Even though there are so many interruptions during his mission journey,
有人来批评他。
Many people criticize him.
保罗到这个传福音的时候，他传完福音走了以后，有人起来说，保罗能传，我也能传。他在那里，这个人来做工，是加增保罗的苦楚。
And many places where Paul went after he left, someone else will rise up and accuse Paul, say, whatever he say, I can also do. So those people are actually increased the sorrow of Paul.
他说心里面所想的就是基督，基督，基督的福音，基督的被传开，他就喜乐。
And there's only one thing in Paul's mind, it's Christ and Christ. And hopefully the gospel of Christ can be spread out.
尽管面对着死亡，如果基督得着荣耀，他就喜乐。
Even though he is facing death, but as long as Christ can receive the glory, he has joy.
刚才我们所读的圣经，他说，不管是生或者是死，基督在我身上照常显大，就是说他照样可以喜乐。
By life or by death, he continued to rejoice because Christ is exalted.
为什么保罗能够面对生和死还这么坦然呢？
Is there any reason Paul is so confident even though he was facing life or death situation?
我们知道最近又有死亡的消息传到美国来了。
We have heard some news of death being sent to America nowadays.
现在有另外一个东西叫做比以前的 SARS 还更厉害的。
There is an even more dangerous disease worse than SARS.
我们知道在韩国已经发现了，从非洲那边已经死了好些人，那么传过来这个呼吸上面的这个病症又开始，这个病菌又开始了。
We know there's a disease has been spread in Korea and Africa. Now it's coming to America. It's deadly disease.
所以我相信不久我们去公共场合去飞机场又要戴口罩了。
And soon after, we probably all need to wear masks as we go to public places.
我们都怕面对这种的死亡的细菌。
We are afraid of deadly germs.
可是保罗他能够坦然面对生和死。
And yet,Paul can face death or life with confidence.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们看一看这段圣经告诉我们的。
Let us focus on the passage here.
他能够面对生和死，因为他相信主的话。
Because he trusts in the word of God.
他深深相信主的话。
He truly believes God's word.
在我们刚才所读过的圣经的里面，你看一看第十九节。
And let us focus verse 19.
他说，因为我知道。
Yes, and I will continue to know.
他说，我知道，这个知道呢，是Oida原文。
For I know the original manuscript used the word Oida.
那是一个绝对的知识，绝对的认识。
It is an absolutely affirmation of what he knows.
他知道
，He knows. He truly knows.
他知道，所以他因为他知道的缘故，他说：“终必叫我得救。”
For I know, and this is the reason that he will receive deliverance.
他知道什么呢
？And what does he know?
他知道说万事都在神的手里头。
He knows all things are in God's control.
万事互相效力。
That all things work for good.
叫爱神的人能得到益处。
So, for those who love the Lord.
因此他因为知道主的话，知道主的心的缘故，他可以坦然面对生和死。
For he knows the Lord, and he knows the Lord's word, and therefore he can face the future.
这个中文圣经翻译成最后叫做得救。
In the Chinese manuscript has been translated as being redeemed or be saved at the end of the verse.
那么这个字呢我们看见说在对不起我要去找一下我的那个好这个得救啊 salvation 是什么意思
and what does it mean being saved?
这个 salvation 的意思呢，可以翻译成
And what does it mean, salvation?
得拯救。
That is to be delivered.
他呢也能够得着他的逃避他这个危险的环境。
And can be escaped.
而且呢他自己的福祉他自己的整个的这个在神的面前呢能蒙神保守。
And receive well-being and providence.
这个意思啊得救啊可以说这个难处啊这个转变。
So salvation, in one way, we can say someone has been delivered from the affliction.
也可以说，如果主不救他的话呢，他相信说他要来到主的面前见主的面，他的生命仍然能够在神永远的救恩中间得蒙保守。
Or even if God does not save him physically, he will eventually stand before the Lord and he will receive the eternal life before the Lord.
主如果搭救他的话，那么他就平安了，他就不至于面对死亡啊。
If God delivered him, he will not face death.
那也是得救的意思。
And that is also another interpretation of being saved.
保罗第一次下监牢。
The very first time when Paul was has been thrown into prison,
那么他相信他这个将来的审判呢，他在法庭上面要得到平反。
He truly believed he will receive justice when he was about to send to court.
那么在那个审判中间，他会得到平安。
And he will receive the peace and deliverance through the judgment.
不管是哪一个解释
，No matter what type of salvation,
我相信都有可能。
I believe they are all possible.
保罗面对这一切，他说这一切是暂时的。
And because how Paul faces, he sees them as temporal.
这个环境，这个危险，这个身上的这个受的伤，那不是重点。
All the wounds, all the dangers, and all the affliction, they are not the main point.
他相信他终究会得救。
He truly believes he will be delivered.
你问说保罗怎么知道？
And perhaps you may question Paul, how do you know?
保罗刚才说我知道因为我知道他知道什么
And yet Paul said, for I know, but what does he know?
原来我们读一读约伯记十三章十六节
If we turn to book of Job, chapter 3 and verse
16.
Chapter 13:16.
他说这要成为我的拯救因为不虔诚的人不得到他面前。
Indeed, this will turn out for my deliverance, for no godless man would dare come before him.
保罗熟读旧约圣经。
Paul memorized the Old Testament.
他很清楚他自己的遭遇跟约伯的这个挣扎很相似。
He truly can identify him, whatever he's going through with Job.
所有的犹太人都知道说约伯是个义人。
All Jews believe Job is a righteous person.
那么他行事为人没有可指责的。
He is a man of integrity. There is nothing can be accused of him.
可是一夜之间他的儿女死去了他的牛羊被放火烧了他的家里面一切的产业就失去了。
And yet, in a very short period of time, all his possessions, his children's life, and everything he owed were gone.
约伯在他的约伯记里面，他说：“我的好像有虫来毁坏我的身体。”
And in the book of Job, Job even mentioning he felt there's a worm eating up his life.
但是我的肉身必然得见神。
And yet he said, "I will see God, regardless."
约伯知道什么？
What does Job know?
约伯知道神拯救义人。
Job believed God will save the righteous.
所以保罗也相信说他在神的面前行事为人他对得起神对得起人。
And therefore Paul has a clear conscience knowing that he can face God and face man of all whatever he has done.
因此他说我知道他相信圣经神的作为神的做法在圣经里面一而再的给我们看见神搭救义人
and therefore he trusts in God's word and therefore he says for I know God is the God who delivers righteous men
或者我能从监牢中蒙释放出去
Perhaps I may be released from the prison.
或许我要被罗马皇帝砍头。
Perhaps I will be headed by the Roman Empire.
他不确定他一定会被释放。
He is not sure whether he will be released or not.
但是他有一件事情确定。
And yet he is very sure of one thing.
他说或生或死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
That as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
这个叫做他的得救。
This is his deliverance.
我们今天遇见了环境困难的时候，我们求神，神啊，我有是疾病，求你医治我的病。
We may come before the Lord begging God for heal our disease or deliver us from affliction.
啊，我面对了困难，求主帮助我们渡过难关。
We ask God to carry us through the difficult situation we are facing.
你我的祷告比保罗的祷告还差一点。
And our prayer are kind of short from Paul's prayer.
哦，我们只祷告神啊，或生，如果你叫我有一条生路能够过得去啊，我心里面就得救了。
And we may pray to the Lord, we will be delivered by life from you.
但是保罗说，或生或死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
And yet this is Paul's prayer that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
因为你我的生命不是只有今生啊。
Because our life does not only exist.
神给我们的
On this earth,
你神给我们的生命是永远的生命啊。
God has given us eternal life.
永远比今生长多了。
Forever, it's much longer than temporal today.
弟兄姊妹，如果你在主面前有这样的一个正确的看见，你就得救了。
If we have such knowing and understanding before the Lord, then we are truly be saved.
今生不比永恒长。
Nowadays, the earthly life, it won't be longer than eternal life.
所以你知道说今天不管遇见什么事，你的里面知道说主一定会救我。
And therefore, no matter what you are encountering today, you will have confidence knowing God will truly deliver you at the end.
啊，你的脸，你的心情就不会那么样的沉重，那么样的长。
Then you won't be downcast. Your heart won't be as depressed.
这是第一方面。
This is first point.
他深信主的话。
Paul truly believed God's word.
你这样的相信吗？
Do you believe as much as Paul?
第二，他深信圣徒的祷告。
He truly believed the prayers of the saints.
我们再回来看第十九节。
Let us return back to verse 19.
十九节第一，他说：“因为我知道。”
He said, "For I know."
然后第二件事情，这个事情借着你们的祈祷
，that through your prayers,
终必叫我得救。
And the help giving, given by Jesus Christ, and I will be delivered.
我不晓得你相不相信祷告。
I wonder, do you believe in prayer?
你们在主面前，你们的教会看不看重祷告？
Do you focus on prayer in your church?
为什么我们祷告？
Why do we pray?
因为我们做不到。
Because there is something we just couldn't do.
为什么祷告？
Why pray?
因为我们渺小。
Because we are so insignificant.
如果你没有看见你自己许许多的事情渺小有限做不到，你不会来祷告。
Because if you don't understand that you are limited, you are insignificant, you won't come before the throne and pray.
大使徒保罗，
This is we are talking about the great apostle Paul.
他建立了很多教会。
He has established many churches.
他是传福音的大布道家。
And he is a great evangelist.
他写了圣经至少十三封书信呢。
He has written at least 13 letters in the Holy Scripture.
罗马书十五章三十节，保罗怎么说呢？
And in Romans chapter 15.And verse 13, Paul said,
30 节
chapter 15, verse 30.
弟兄们，我借着我们的主耶稣基督，又借着圣灵的爱，劝你们与我一同竭力，为我祈求神。
Paul said, I urge you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me.
保罗求罗马的教会 为他祷告。
Paul urged the church in Rome to pray for him.
以弗所书六章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
借着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并在要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
十九节，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
Verse 19, pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel.
以弗所书，保罗在哪里写的？
Where did Paul wrote the letter of Ephesians?
和腓立比一样，同一个监牢里面写的。
Same prison cell, just like Philippi, when he wrote the letter of Philippi.
保罗深深地知道，他能够照常叫基督显大，他能够一直保持喜乐，能够确定相信他是得救的，是因着众人为他祷告的缘故。
Paul has a confidence that he can keep on rejoice in the Lord because of the prayers of the saints.
所以我不晓得，如果你算一算啊，你们的教会也算一算，你们自己读圣经的时间啊，去工作的时间，去游玩的时间，比起你祷告的时间啊，成不成比例？
And perhaps we all can do a calculation of our life and our church. The time we spend for work, going to school, and going to studying Bible, and the time of prayer, whether they are in a proper proportion or not.
我想我们今天听，愿意听到，愿意查经，愿意讲话的时间多过于我们祷告的时间。
I believe people are much more willing to listen to the sermon, to read scripture, or to speak, much more so than praying.
斯布珍有人来到伦敦去访问他的教会。
People visit Reverend Spurgeon's church in England.
然后人就说，为什么斯布珍呢？神这么样重用你，能成为解经的王子呢？那他说，来，我带你看我们的秘密。
And people come to him and ask him, how could you preach so eloquently and to become the prince of preacher? And Spurgeon replied, let me show you the secret.
他就领人来到他们教会的地下室，打开门一看，很多弟兄姊妹跪在里面祷告。
And he led people to the basement of his church. He opened the door. Inside, there were many people kneeling down and praying for the church.
教会不单是一个传讲真理的地方。
Church is not only a place which proclaims the truth.
教会也是见证人不行，但是神凡事都能，借着祷告叫人跟神能够联合。
Church is also the place to reconfirm and testify that human cannot do, and yet God can. Is powerful. He can do all things, and he can overcome all the difficulties.
保罗遭遇的危险越多，
the more affliction and dangers Paul has encountered.
保罗越感觉到自己没有力量，
he more so he understood he is limited and he is feeble.
他需要来到神的面前，
he needs to come before the Lord.
与主来联合，
to be in union with the Lord.
他需要主的帮助。
He needs God's help.
然后我们看什么叫他能够面对生死。第三，
what else that enable him to face death?
第一个是深信主的话。
First, that he believed in God's word.
第二个他相信圣徒们祷告。
Secondly, he believed and trusted the prayer of the saints.
第三个，他深信圣灵的供应。
And thirdly, he believed the providence from the Holy Spirit.
再回到第十九节看。
May we return back to verse 19.
因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助。
For I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit.
那么这个圣灵的帮助这个字，
So we see the help given by the Spirit.
这个 provision,
provision,
这个神的供应。
The provision given by the Spirit.
神的供应就是这个丰满的供应。
God's providence is the abundant provision.
是这个跟人所有的力量来相比较的话，神的能力，圣灵的能力在人的身上是远超过人所能够有的力量。
So the strength given by the Spirit is far exceed the human's own spirit, strength.
那么我们刚才读过的罗马书
The book of Romans we just read.
八章二十六节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得怎么样搞祷告，只是圣灵亲自来用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 26, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
下面一节二十七节，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵是照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求的。
And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will.
我不晓得你们怎么样，有没有经历过一些大的难处、大的困难、大的遭遇，来到神的面前，你跪下来，一句话都说不出来。
I wonder, have you ever experienced great affliction in your life, and you come before the Lord praying and yet speechless?
可是就在那个时候，圣灵就充满你，圣灵就来到你的生命中，然后你的里面好像平常你不会想到那用那个词，你不会想到那样去祷告的，可是圣灵的时候就在你的里面充满你，就催着你照着那样的话来向神来祷告。
And yet the moment comes, Holy Spirit fill yourself with His presence, and give you the words that you did not even know how to pray before.
有的时候我讲道也好，我在查经聚会也好，神的灵感动我说一句话，或者对着某个弟兄姊妹说了一句话，我都忘记了。
And sometimes, no matter when I was praying or speaking or preaching, sometimes I was inspired and given by a word from the Spirit. And afterwards, I forgot about it.
后来呢，那个弟兄姊妹他们也搬家搬到别的地方去了。
And a person who heard, the person also moved away from where I used to serve.
很多年以后，我们再见面的时候，那个弟兄或者那个姐妹就说，李弟兄，你记得吗？你讲过一句什么什么话？我说我早就忘记了。
And many years later, when we see each other again, the person mentioned to me, Pastor Lee, do you remember what you have said?And yet I forgot about it.
但是那句话不是我的话。
And I know that word was not from me.
感谢神，我们有忘性是神的恩典，你知道吗？
And praise the Lord. Sometimes we are so forgetful of God's grace.
因为你如果把什么事情都记得是你说的、你做的，你就把荣耀归给你。
It's wonderful that we do have a grace of forgetfulness, because if we remember everything we have done, then we will turn everything into our own credit and give the glory to ourselves.
不是我们自己说的，不是我们做的，是神的圣灵催逼我们，放在我们里面，那个时候那一个感动，那时候那一句话，那个弟兄姊妹他们得到帮助了，他们后来来见证说神怎么样用到那一句话，就在他们生命中间继续的用到他们为主来怎么样站立。
It is God who gave His own words to inspire us. It's God's work. The brother I mentioned who received the word, he testified how God has used His word to edify him, to lead him, and to a more abundant life.
所以我们聚会的时候要留心圣灵在我们生命中，在每个人心里面，心思意念中间，圣灵的运行，圣灵的感动，圣灵的催促，圣灵给我们的话。
And therefore, we must be sensitive to God's the spirit of God's leading and His persuasion, His urgent push, so we can follow His will and be inspired.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
All things work
按他的旨意被招的人。
All things work for all things God works for the good for those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
好，我们再来看，保罗在以弗所三章二十节就见证这件事情。
So Paul testified this very fact in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3.
第二十节，神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
所以在我们里头，圣灵在那里超过我们所有的，在那里工作。
And therefore,God is doing His work in spirit to at work within us.
好，我们再看保罗深信主的话，深信圣徒的祷告，深信圣灵的供应。第四，他深信基督的应许。
Fourthly, Paul trusts in God's promise.
那么我们再看见说，在腓立比一章的二十节，他说：“照着我所切慕、所盼望的。”没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Verse 20, Paul said, I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will be sufficient courage, so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
你注意这一节圣经里面保罗讲到羞愧这个词。
Please notice that Paul has used the word ashamed in this verse.
他想起主耶稣说过的话。
He remembered what the Lord has said.
主耶稣在马可福音第八章三十八节说，凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里，同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
Because our Lord Jesus has said this in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 38. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.
基督徒活在这个世界上面，以耶稣基督的名，耶稣基督的道为可耻吗？
Do we feel ashamed as Christians when we live in this on this earth?
我们有没有在人的面前不以福音为耻？那么在我们的生命中，在特别显在你出去旅行的时候，最简单的不以福音为耻，就是你在那么多人面前，你到吃饭的时候，你照样的谢饭祷告，见证你是属神的人儿女。
Do we truly testify we are ashamed of gospel?For one example, when we go out on vacation, will we pray before the meal publicly?
到了这个也许你出去我们就想起你们的 cruise, 我想起我们教会有弟兄姊妹一群人，他们去了这个 Bahama cruise, 碰到礼拜天他们是基督徒他们想到这天是主复活的日子，我们要为主做见证，所以他们就告诉船上的人，我们是基督徒，我们愿意唱诗赞美神。
And our sister's vacation remind me that there were a group of people from my church. They went on to a cruise vacation. And on Sunday on the ship, they talked to the crew members saying that we are Christians. And therefore, on Sunday, we need to gather together and sing hymns to give praise to the Lord.
所以就船上面的人就同意，就把麦克风交给他们我们这二十几位弟兄姊妹就合在一起，一同在那里唱诗，在那里赞美，在那里敬拜神。
And the crew member agreed and hand them the microphone. So 20 odd members, people, they gather together, they sing hymns to give praise to the Lord.
在这个时代，许许多多的人厌弃主的名，厌弃主的福音。
And nowadays people forsake our Lord's name, our Lord's gospel, they were ashamed of.
但这一帮神的儿女，他们不以福音为耻，他们愿意在人的面前见证主。
And yet, this bunch of brothers and sisters, they are not ashamed of gospel. They are willing to testify and give glory to God.
因为想起主的应许。
Because they remember God's promise.
记得主耶稣的教我们祷告文，记得吗？
Do you remember how our Lord Jesus had taught us how to pray?
叫我们在人的面前怎么样？
Remember what should we do before others?
我们如果在人的面前承认主，主耶稣就在天父面前也承认我们。
If we reckon our Lord's name before others, our God will reckon us.
所以这个时代，在主快来的日子，这个末了的时代中间，许多圣神的话告诉我们说，因为不法的事增多，爱主的心就冷淡。
As the end of the age is approaching, the lawlessness will increase.And soon our fervence of the Lord will decrease.
我们有没有想到，这是主给我们特权，能在地上为他做美好的见证
？Do we know that it is the special privilege God is giving us to testify for His name on this earth?
我想起我的弟兄刘志雄。
I remember my brother, Pastor Elder Liu.
他和我们一同交通的时候。他就说他深深地觉得说主来的日子很靠近。
As we have fellowship together, Elder Liu often mentioned that the returning of our Lord is approaching.
在这个我们长老们聚会的时候，他就觉得说现在传福音，我们教会过去啊，神一直能够 build up 我们教会，就是我们像留学生。研究生向那些学生们传福音，然后他们信主以后工作了，毕了业了，那在我们附近工作，能在教会中继续和我们来过教会的生活。
In the past, our church diligently preaching the gospel to the overseas students, and those overseas students, once they graduate, they settle down, they went to the job place, they will then evangelize to their surroundings in our area.
但是他说呢，他深深觉得现在来向留学生传福音已经太晚了。
And he said now it's too late to preach the gospel to those overseas students.
现在我们应当向更年轻的孩子们传福音。
He said now is the time that we should outreach to the younger, even younger generation.
因为这些年纪大的这些学生们呢，已经被魔鬼撒旦弄瞎心眼。他的骄傲，他们的生活，没有结婚就住在一起，这些的败坏，这些魔鬼撒旦所做的工作，已经深深的影响他们。
You see, because he mentioned those college or graduate students, they have been already blinded by the evil of this world. People living together before their marriage, they have been polluted by the value system of this world.
年轻孩子们。需要在年轻的时候就认识主。
Young people need to know the Lord when they are young.
在我们教会附近，我们那个住的那个 Bergen County， 暑假过了以后，九月份有60个中学生，会从大陆到美国来读书。
After summer, there will be 60 Chinese overseas high school students coming to our area to study.
那么30个是在基督教的高中学校，30个是天主教的高中学校。
30 of them will be attending Christian school. 30, the other 30 will be attending Catholic school.
过去我们的教会已经有很多家庭开放接待。接纳这些学生们住在家里面，然后给他们吃的，给他们去带他们去，要去任何地方他都带他们开车，带他们送他们去，就让他们住在他们家里面，然后这样把他们带到主面前认识主。
In the past, our church already have many families opened up their house and hosting those overseas students and bring them to different places and eventually bring them to church and lead them to the Lord.
现在我们的青年团契，他们叫做二里路团契，我礼拜五的晚上聚会的时候，已经100多个孩子。
And now in our youth fellowship, which is called Second Mile Fellowship, the fellowship consists already 60
more than 100.
More than 100 attendees.
那么这个都是他们年轻人自己去把其他年轻人带进来的。
They were all invited by the young people themselves.
现在又要在我们住的附近又要来60个。
And now in my area there are 60 more are coming.
那我们教会能够接纳的家庭接待的家庭好像都已经都住满了人了。
And all the families who can open up to host those students have been, all been filled.
谁去 care 这60个?
Then who else can help to take care of those 60?
如果在他们年轻的时候
new students.
对不起。如果在他们年轻的时候这个60个孩子能够认识主他们一生能被主得着。
If those 60 students can know the Lord when they are still young, they can be gained by the Lord.
这是我们的挑战。
This is our challenge.
我们今天教会的里面平均的年龄都是到了这个我想应该多少年纪都是往着要退休的年龄走。
Now the average age of our church are approaching the retiree age.
大家都想了我退休以后怎么样过我自己舒服的日子。
People are always thinking about their retirement plan.
有谁想到这些孩子们需要福音？
Who else will spend their be mindful of those young students who need the gospel?
谁有这样向他们传福音的迫切的心
？Do people have the urgency to outreach to those young students？
保罗说：“我切慕。
”And Paul say, "I urge."
什么是切慕
？And what does it mean? He urge.
这个
eagerly expect.
切慕的希腊文是这个两个字，这个 apokaradokia。
Apokaradokia is the original Greek for eagerly expect.
Kara 的意思就是头的意思
，and which means head.
Dokia 的意思就是伸开你的这个脖子，伸展你的头。
So it means extend your head, stick your head out.
就是充满着渴慕的期待。
So eagerly expect.
是一个永不羞愧的期待。
It's a type of expectation without shame.
是永不失望的一个期待。
Without disappointment.
也不会幻灭的这个期待。
It won't be disappointed.
所以这是保罗在这个光景中间他所有的。他说我现在任何的事都不会叫我失去这一个期待。
Paul said there's nothing can take away my hope.
因为他是以耶稣基督的心为心。
Because he has the heart of Christ.
那么在以赛亚书49:23，凡是等候我的必不至羞愧。
So whoever waits upon the Lord won't be ashamed. In Book of Isaiah, chapter 49.
这是保罗在这个坐监牢的环境的里面，他的心里面因着神的应许。他能够坦然面对生死。
This is the attitude of Paul while he was in prison. He has the confidence and in peace to face life and death.
那么，除了他深信主的话，深信圣徒的祷告，深信圣灵的供应，深信基督的应许，他也深信神自己永远的计划。
And at the end, Paul also believed the will of God.
天地都要废去。
Even heaven and earth will be gone.
神的计划，永远的计划，一定成功。
And yet God's will be fulfilled.
保罗一生是一个被神的计划所抓住的人。
Paul is a person who has been led by the plan of God.
这个腓立比1:23说，我在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。
And as mentioned in Philippians, Paul said, I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
如果离开世界，见主，脱离世界上面所有的监牢，所有的棍打，所有的石头打死，所有的危险，那是好的无比的。
If he can depart to be with Christ and to avoid all the future flogging and stoning, it will be great for Paul.
但是二十四节他说：“然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。”
And yet Paul continue on, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做基督照常显大。
And brothers and sisters, this is what it means to exalt Christ.
保罗生命中能流露出那个喜乐
，that enable to let Paul to have rejoice.In the Lord,
这个 joy 这个字啊，喜乐这个字啊，是 J O Y 英文，对吧
？As we know, the word joy, spelled J O Y,
在保罗身上是真实的。
This joy is a true joy in Paul.
J 代表 Jesus Christ.
J stands for Jesus Christ.、
耶稣基督在前面，他的是神的事。
So it is God's business. Jesus Christ is the foremost important thing.
O 代表 others, 代表保罗说你们，我为着你们活着更要紧。
O stand for others, as Paul mentioned, which is better by far that he remain for others. Remain in the body for others.
Why 代表 yourself, 你自己。
Why stand for yourself?
当保罗的人生是以耶稣基督的事放在第一位，别人能够在主的面前被建立起来是对他看着第二重要，他自己是最放在最后的时候，他就喜乐了。
And Paul has the true joy when he put Jesus Christ as the first priority, and others second, and thirdly himself. Then he enjoyed the true joy in his life.
所以这是保罗他能够喜乐的秘诀。
And this is the secret why Paul.Has this joy?
一个人已经没有自己了。
A person has no self anymore.
忘记自己了。
He forgets about himself.
喜乐了。
There's joy.
今天你我想自己想的太多了。
Today we constantly focus on ourselves.
啊，想的这个事情啊，不公平。想的那个事情，我怎么得不着？我们就在这个得失之间呢，患得患失。我们没办法喜乐。
And Nowadays, we spend our mind thinking what's fair, what's just, what's my advantage, and we keep on contemplating and doing a lot of calculation. They take away our joy.
保罗在监牢中间。
Paul was in prison.
在那个不顺利的环境中间。
At the time of affliction.
他说：“基督在我身上照常显大。”
And he say, now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body.
我们一同来读二十一节。
May we all read together verse 21.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。保罗活着想到的是基督。
When Paul was alive, he thought about Christ.
他死了。他看为这是益处。
If he die, he think this is a gain.
这叫做基督在他身上照常显大。
This is what it means that Christ will be exalted in his body.
如果这里你看见基督底下我用一条线作为一个填空题的话。
If I put an underline, under Christ, as a filling the blank question.
你活着是为着什么
？So if you live, what do you live for?
你活着是什么
？To live is what for you?
读书
，studying，
工作
，work，
赚钱
，money，
啊，享受
，enjoyment，
啊，名声
，entertainment or fame，
财富
，wealth。
死了呢，有没有益处啊？这些东西啊
？And all of this above, when you die.What does it benefit you?
有没有啊？你说。
Is there anything benefit you after you die?
你死了就通通丢掉了，就没有了。
Because if you die, you lose everything.
但保罗说他活着是基督，死了就有益处。
And yet Paul say, to live is Christ, to die is to gain.
这是一个永恒眼光的智慧。
This is a wisdom who can carry the viewpoint to the eternity.
弟兄姊妹，今天神还给我们日子，给我们健康，还给我们机会。我们是不是在主的面前像保罗一样，我活着是为着基督呢？
Today God has graciously given us breath, life, and time, and energy, and health. Do we still, are we like Paul that we know to live is for Christ?
我们相不相信保罗所信的？
Do we believe what Paul believed?
愿主施恩给我们。
May God bless us.
愿主让我们常常能想这件事情。
May we be mindful of this.
我活着为着什么？
What do I live for?
我死了，什么才是有益处？
And if I die, what else is good for me?
我们祷告。
May we bow our heads and pray.